we have talked about that, but I don't think we have it on the tape. Would you explain where the trunk came from and how it got to Tennessee?
You mean trunk, did you say?
Yes.
No, this is chest.
Or the chest.
I have another trunk.
The chest.
Oh, yes. It came from North Carolina. My great-grandfather and great-grandmother Doug brought it from North Carolina to Tennessee. Well, it was early in the 1820s anyway. And they brought it in a covered wagon. And the wagon was drawn by an oxen team, Buck and Bull. And they came to Tennessee. I don't know just exactly the date, but it was in 1818 that Andrew Jackson and John Overton and another one too, you know, made that treaty with the Chickasaw Indians. And of course there's already some venturous people here in spite of the danger from the Indians. But when they made that treaty, the Indians seemed to be pacified and satisfied with the trade, you know. And then they called it the Western Territory, and then it was pronounced slate for settlement as well as hunting, while it already had some settlers, all right. And then they called it West Tennessee, you know, the Western Territory became, or at least part of it, was what is now what we call West Tennessee, comprised, you know, of 21 counties.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where they came from, North Carolina.
And
Anson County. From Anson County, North Carolina.
Mm-hmm. And so that's at least 150, traceable 150 years.
Yes.
Well, probably 50 years before that.
It was some time, took some time for the news to get around to people. But anyway, as soon as it did, according to the historian Samuel Cole Williams, and I read one or two of his books like last year, I believe. I guess that's one thing made my eyes worse. I read too long. Well, he talked about the counties, told when they were settled, and told about Henderson County. He had a pretty good write-up about that. But it was he didn't get as far as where Decatur County was settled. And that was when it was established. And so, I don't know just how long, I can't get, just know it. But the people began coming to North, they came from North Carolina, South Carolina, and Virginia, and they said some from Kentucky, and from Middle Tennessee over into the, what is now West Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
Now that looks really worth reading to me.
Yes. To get back to the house again where you grew up, would you describe how you would keep it tidy? How would you sweep the floor, for example?
Okay, well, we had brooms. Sometimes we'd raise broom corn. And you had to have a handle to start with, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And scull the room corn to toughen it, you know, and then take wire and tie it on a handle. But it seemed like Mother, I don't remember her ever having it, but one broom like that, she would buy a broom. She bought the broom. So.
Mm-hmm.
And of course I do now.
Mm-hmm.
But now I've seen several, first and last several, lots of homemade brooms. People have one there maybe for the sweep one room, then have a bulk broom. You know, they maybe sweep their living room. And there'd be times when the floors when we didn't have rugs on the floors, no carpets, that is, the majority of the people didn't.